Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, November 7th, 2022. So, on this election day eve,
yes.
Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And was it a success?
No.
You lost at the crossword?
No, I didn't lose the crossword. It took me 18 minutes and 44 seconds to do it.
Really?
Which is sort of a record long time for
So that would be one of your PWs, your personal worst.
Yes, it was.
What,
my personal worst. I had
a mistake.
And I couldn't find it.
Let me guess. 10 down... extinct megafauna species whose name derives from the Greek for breast tooth.
No.
Mastodon.
Mastodon. No.
Okay. Was it 22 across blank and Caicos Islands, Turks?
No.
Was it, let's see. Oh, that wouldn't have been it. 48 down, world record, Atlas?
No, that was a great clue, though.
Yes, it was. I give up.
It was 61 down, Everest and Denali, abbreviation. And I put MTN for mountain.
Oh,
But I should have put MTs. For mountains.
Yes.
It was an and, not
right.
an or.
Mm-hmm.
So that meant that 67 across, which was attacks, I had Binets.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, that doesn't look right, but I didn't see anything wrong there because it was MTN. That's the abbreviation for mountain.
So right.
I didn't want to change it. So
perhaps you were.
I'm like, it's got to be somewhere else. So eventually I figured out my problem.
Yeah.
Attacks is besets.
Yes, indeed.
Which is not a word I really know that much. I've heard it, but I don't think of that as, you know, that's just not in my common knowledge of language. Besets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say that.
I guess I because I got MTS, and so I looked at besets and thought, yep, that's correct.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps you were thinking of bayonets, and so that there was sort no. of some sort of a vestigial uh-huh. echo of that.
No, I just could not think of a word that, you know, I should have just gone through the alphabet, but then I was thinking, well, it's not wrong, it's mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
So that's the trap you get into sometimes with crosswords, where you just don't let it go.
Right. Yeah.
Even though you think it's got to be wrong. Something in that last line has to be wrong. But
I've been known to hold on to an incorrect clue for 2-3 hours before I'm finally like, perhaps it's me. And and then you just tear it out.
Yes.
And then there's a big hole in the crossword. And then instantly the answer becomes apparent.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So this was a... I found this a little, this took me a little longer than usual. This was by Jill Singer. There are times on Mondays where the first two rows are just almost gimmies for me.
Uh-huh.
But outstanding. One across was superb, mm-hmm. which is a superb answer, but I just didn't think about it.
Uh-huh.
Clothesline was a seam.
Yep.
Didn't think about that right away.
Mm-hmm.
I did think about tool as a saw, so uh-huh. I got that. And... now it makes sense. 14 across, I had I get it, but it turns out it's O-I-C.
Uh-huh.
And listeners, that spelled O-H-I-S-E-E, not the letters O-I-C. That would just be weird.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know 15 across, opposite of Baja in Spanish.
Baja.
Baja. So if you could please translate.
Baja. And Alta, I think they're below and above.
Well, Alta sounds like high,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be lower high.
Okay. And I guess Baja is like basement.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. There was a theme here.
Yes. Yes, there was.
Would you like to talk about that theme?
Well, it was kind of an interesting theme, yes. It all related to are insect friends. So the revealer clue was the one that went the whole length of the puzzle, right in the middle, 36 across, which is kind of unusual for a Monday. I mean, you don't usually see as the long clues. And I think, you know, even the other themed answers were long.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, too, I think probably slowed both of us down.
Mm.
A little bit different for a Monday. But anyway, the clue was, why the troubled look? Or a hint to all the themed clues, and the answer to that was, what's bugging you?
Mm-hmm.
And the other clues, the answers were common phrases that had insects in them that were related to, you know, feelings of being either uncomfortable or angry or, you know, negative feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So we had 17 across, I'm so nervous, there are. And with 58 across, the answer was butterflies in my stomach. And then we had 24 across, I can't stop thinking about it, there's a. And the answer was bee in my bonnet. And the last one was, I can't still sit still, there are. And it was ants in my pants.
Yes.
So I was trying to think of other common phrases we use with insects, but none came to mind.
Nope, that's because Jill Singer got to them first and put them all in the crossword.
Yeah, there's got to be others, but I guess maybe those are the most common.
Let's see, gnats in my hair? No, never mind. I don't think I'm going to even try. This was an okay crossword.
I liked it. I thought it was a good crossword. Mm-hmm. I was just very frustrated that it took me so long, but actually I thought it was a very good puzzle.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. It was just maybe a little crunchier than usual for a Monday.
Uh-huh.
64 across, it has the same function as option on a Mac was Alt key.
Yes.
And that crossed 46 down, record of drinks ordered, which was a bar tab. So uh-huh. I like the fact that they had the tab next to the Alt key.
Oh, I didn't even think of that, but you are right.
At least they were both on the keyboard, so uh-huh. sort of related.
Yes.
Uh-huh. How one sends an embarrassing email to the entire office, 33 down. I was thinking it was going to be by accident, but that didn't fit.
No.
And it turned out to be by mistake.
Mm-hmm. That made more sense. Yes.
Of course, now with more email getting to the point where you can retract the message, the latest version of Mac OS in Ventura, you can now, it says you have several seconds to call your message back.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's just with the new operating system.
Oh.
And I think other, probably Windows has, you know, probably Gmail has something like that. So, of course, they're discovering something that has existed for a really long time, the ability to sort of queue messages.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm getting too nerdy here. So
yes,
I'm just going to move on.
Uh-huh. Yes, because we have our terms.
We do have our terms. So why don't we talk about our terms?
Okay.
So listeners, we had mentioned yesterday that we were going to go over a few terms, just things that you hear when talking about crosswords. And I think probably the one that we use the most and needs explaining the most is a natic.
Oh, I thought rebus.
Oh, you think rebus?
We used rebus a lot. I hardly ever say natic.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I don't think I've ever said natic until you said it a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. let me start with natic.
Okay.
So this is actually a term that was coined by Rex Parker, who does a blog about crosswords. Very interesting. It's Rex Parker does the New York Times crossword. And he wrote and came up with the phrase natic because there were two answers that crossed, and he didn't know either. And one of them was natic, I think it was natic, New Jersey. And the other was some other word that he didn't know. So he started using the word natic to describe that situation where you can't solve because you don't know the word going across and you don't know the word going down.
And just as an aside,
yes,
there is an insect in that word.
There is. Isn't that amazing?
Is there something else I can help with?
Oh, that's my phone. or my watch going off.
Yes. So, and I ran into that very problem yesterday. So as an example of an addict, in yesterday's crossword, I was lamenting seven across was marbled savory snack from China. The answer was tea egg. I did not know tea egg. And seven down, which started tea egg, was, let's see, that was, I'll find it here, Daily of Cagney and Lacey. The answer was Tyne. Didn't know that. Didn't know the next one over. That was singer slash actress Kit, and that was Eartha. And I also was a little bit wobbly on the third, Yoti and Ammo was the answer to that. So I didn't know the T, the E, the A of T-Egg, and I didn't know T-Egg, and I didn't know the crosses. I was temporarily natticked.
Yeah.
And let's see, another term is a rebus. You want to talk about rebuses?
Well, okay.
Your favorite topic.
Well, there are rebuses and there are rebuses, but a rebus is when you can put more than one letter in a square. In fact, you have to put more than one letter in a square to get the puzzle to solve. So we typically see them on Thursdays.
Yes.
It's like Thursday is the day to have rebuses.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be any length. Sometimes they're quite long. Usually they're just three or four letters, but sometimes they're quite long. Sometimes they're a whole word.
Right.
Many times they're just an abbreviation. Like it might be abbreviations of elements on the periodic table or states, or sometimes they are like opposites, like true, false. It might have TF in each one of the squares.
Mm-hmm.
But technically, the definition of a rebus is having more than one square in, or having more than one letter in one square. The mm-hmm. last rebus we had was last Wednesday, November the 2nd, where there were a number of squares that you had to put ER, both the E and the R, in the square.
Yes.
And it solves both ways. When you have a rebus, it'll solve, you know, across as well as down. You need both of the letters both ways.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. So that is a rebus.
Mm-hmm.
We have different kinds of grids. We have and different kinds of symmetry. So first of all, weekday crosswords in the New York Times are almost 15 by 15, and Sunday crosswords in the New York Times are almost always 21 by 21.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few exceptions. Another thing that we talk about, we just use this without even really, we rarely explain, but the fact that the crosswords in the New York Times typically increase in difficulty. So Monday is considered the easiest. Tuesday gets a little harder. Wednesday gets a little harder, and so forth. Typically, the hardest crossword of the week is Saturday. And Sunday, even though it's bigger at 21 by 21, is the experts sort of say it's more like a big Wednesday in terms of degree of difficulty. But if we talk about a Saturday crossword, we're meaning something where they pulled out all the stops.
Mm-hmm.
They will do all sorts of sneaky things to try and sort of crush you, as it were, but in a good way.
Clues are just a lot more obscure.
Yes.
Yeah, there are a lot more word plays. You know, puns and wordplays in Saturday, and a lot more kind of obscure facts.
Yes.
You know, names of Nobel Prize winners from the 1930s or something, you know.
Right.
Just ones that you don't just have right on the tip of your tongue.
Or possibly anywhere on your tongue. you'll find that as you do more and more crosswords, you get better at them. And so you can sort of progress through the week.
It's funny you say that on a Monday when it took me 18 minutes to get it done. But
don't despair.
No.
I'm sure Tuesday will be easier. And the nice thing about crosswords is if you don't get one done, there's always another one.
That's right. That's the best part.
We talk about the crosses. So basically any word, anything that you're struggling with The words, of course, the answers that cross it are the crosses. And we often say saved by the crosses, because if you don't know the word, hopefully the crosses will give you enough so you can see a pattern and fill it in. Happy music. So this is... Yeah, that's it. That's the happy music. It doesn't sound quite like that, but no. And if you solve on paper and on paper, you probably don't hear the happy music once you've finished the crossword. At least that would be unusual if you did. But if you use the app, then once you've filled in the crossword, you hear this nice little ditty that sort of reinforces that feeling of joy, and that's the happy music.
Mm-hmm. When the happy music plays, when I solve the crossword, does that make you feel under pressure? Like, oh, she solved it. I have to solve it.
No, because fortunately, many of the puzzles in the New York Times, like the spelling bee, and I mean, those all play that same music.
Oh.
And so I try and convince myself that you were doing a Sudoku at the time.
Oh, well, that could be.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, yeah.
And finally, the theme crosswords. We just saw an example of that today. That's where there are related answers, or related clues, rather, and they go together in some coordinated fashion.
Yep.
So that's just a little bit of terminology.
Yep.
And last thing for today, we have listener mail.
Ooh.
And in fact, we have listener messages from our Facebook page for Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword. And I guess we don't visit this page enough, because Sarah had written on October 24th.
Oh, my.
And so I think we're setting some sort of record here for delayed responses. She said, "Hello, I discovered your podcast a few weeks ago, ironically while I was getting ready for a drive from Madison to northern Wisconsin."
Ooh, she might have gone right by our house.
It's possible. We should have waved. "I have very much enjoyed your commentary on the puzzles, which I also do every day. On the Saturday edition, you asked about the Jesus and Mero show, rhymes with Jesus and Mero. It's a late-night comedy series hosted by Jesus Nice and the kid Mero." Wow.
Hmm.
And I do vaguely remember that conversation. But,
yeah, uh-huh, I remember it.
You also talked about 67 across in the Sunday puzzle, which was one of the theme clues. The letters were NES, which is probably best known as Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh.
Anyway, thanks for the podcast." Well, thank you, Sarah.
Yes.
And our apologies for not having responded earlier. We just missed this.
Uh-huh.
And we're glad you like the podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad you know what NES is.
Yeah, right.
Because that was a puzzler.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, we also had two other notes. Let's see, the first was from, so we'll do this in chronological order. Obviously, the 24th of October comes in first.
Okay.
Randall writes in to say, "Sudden realization. I think that makeup tree is actually makeup tray, using the pronunciation from entree."
Oh,
yes. Yep.
Yes, of course.
"All of these were a stretch for me. Also, used to go see Eartha Kitt perform live in New York."
Ooh.
"She was quite a character and often wildly inebriated during her performances." Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
So, well, so, so thanks for that, Randall, and,
yeah,
and congrats on being able to see Eartha Kitt.
Uh-huh.
Our last email comes from Trey, and Trey writes in to say, "Hi, Gene and Mike. Listening to the Sunday episode really helped me understand the theme. I say listening because hearing the answers out loud made a big difference." Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
"Bonjour," or c'est bon. "I, too, struggled to understand what a makeup tree was. I knew the answer included the word entree. I kept separating the words and pronouncing it on tree in my head."
Yeah.
"As someone who goes by Trey, I should have known better. If you take the en out of makeup entree, you get phonetically makeup tray, which is a much more common item."
Uh-huh.
"Always listening and here to help, Trey."
Uh-huh.
"P.S. Mike, you have got to have a beignet, preferably fresh and hot. It will change your life." "Pack a bag and head down to NOLA ASAP."
Oh, I'll go with you.
Well, we'd like to continue doing the crossword, but I have to go to apparently New Orleans.
Yeah.
So that is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you enjoyed this sort of longer than usual Monday podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.